Thank you for joining us for our broadcast today. My name is Ben Bailey.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Welcome to our study of how to overcome the problem of worry. There are a lot of people in this world who are on pins and needles about everything, whose lives are in shambles because they cannot seem to get control of the problems and issues of life, and they're in a constant state of chaos because of that. Worry is one of the problems that the Bible helps us to deal with if we focus on the right things. In fact, many of the things that we worry about are things that are illegitimate concerns anyway. For example, Thomas Kepler wrote about a woman who realized that fears were ruining her life, and so she began to keep track of all the things that she was worried about. 40% of the things she worried about were things that would never, ever happen. 30% of the things she worried about were things that had already happened. It was water under the bridge. 12% of the things she worried about were others' criticisms and opinions, and many of those were unjustified. 10%. Of the things she worried about were her health concerns, and worrying only made it worse. When it all got down to it, 8% of the things she worried or was concerned about were actual legitimate things she needed to think about. Now think about that. 8%, meaning 92% of the things people worry about are illegitimate concerns that are a waste of time and cause us needless heartache. And so how does a person overcome the problem of worry? If you have a Bible handy, we want to encourage you to open to Matthew chapter 6. Today we're going to look at what Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount concerning the trouble and the problem of worry. To overcome worry, in Matthew 6 verses 19 through 24, Jesus gives us some prerequisites. That is, some things we need to understand ahead of time if we're going to overcome worry. Well, what are those? Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 22, Jesus says, to overcome worry, you must learn what the real treasures of life are. What's really important in life? Where's your treasure at? What are you really trying to gain in this life? Look at what Jesus says in Matthew 6, verse 19 through 22. Jesus says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. A prerequisite to overcoming worry is you've got to learn what the real treasures of life are. Jesus says, don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. To overcome worry, we've got to stop putting our focus on the treasures of this earth. Things like money and houses and cars and all the fine things. We can't put our focus on that. Worldliness has always been at enmity with godliness. James 4, verse 4, the Bible says, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore desires to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. I become God's enemy when I put worldliness into my life, and that becomes my focus. Think about 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 8 through 10. The Scripture says, the love of money is a root of all kind of evil, from which some have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. A love for money, trying to keep that money, trying to make sure nobody else takes it. The worry involved in that won't lead to a happy life. John said, do not love the world or all that is in the world. For all that is in the world, lust the flesh, lust the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the evil one. And the world and all that's in it, John said, is one day going to pass away. We have a couple of examples in Scripture of people who did have a problem with materialism, and they let it consume their life. Think about Luke chapter 12, verses 15 through 21. You've got the rich fool, and he's had a great crop year. So he begins to say to himself, so you've got many goods laid up for many years. In essence, eat, drink, and be merry. But what did God think about that mindset? God said, you fool, this night will your soul be required of you? Then whose things will those be whom you've acquired? And the point, So is he who is rich, but not in godliness or not toward God. That man allowed his stuff, his junk, to consume him, his worldliness to consume him, and lost his soul. Think about the rich young ruler who surely didn't have the right focus in life. He comes to Jesus, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, keep the commandments, all those I've done from a childhood. You know what Jesus said next? Sell all that you have, give to the poor, and come follow me. Mark chapter 10 and Luke chapter 18 tells us, that man went away sorrowful because he had great possessions. To overcome the problem of worry, you've got to realize what's important. What are the real treasures in this life? What are the real treasures? The real treasures are in the immortal things, the Word of God. Matthew 24, verse 36, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away. My word will never pass away. It's the Word of God that is going to judge us, John 12, verse 48. It's the Word of God that sanctifies us and is absolute truth, John 17, 17. It's the Word of God that sets us free, John 8, verse 32. It's God's Word by which we're born again. 1 Peter 1, verse 25. And so instead of focusing on all this stuff that people can steal, that will destroy one day, that will rust, that moths will eat up, bugs will eat up, why not put your focus on things of this life that are really important, like the Word of God, like your eternal soul, and like making sure that we get to heaven? And then Jesus says in Matthew 6 that a second prerequisite to overcoming the problem of worry is that you've got to have the proper vision in this life. Where's your vision? Where's your direction? What direction are you going in? What way are you pointing toward in this life? Look at what Jesus says in Matthew 6, verse 22. Jesus says, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? If your eye is dark, you can't see, you don't have the proper vision, direction, focus in life. And so Jesus is here teaching to overcome worry, you've got to have the proper direction in life. Where are you going in life? Jesus asked two haunting questions in Mark chapter 8, verse 36 and 37. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for a soul? Is your direction, is your vision in life more than anything to get to heaven? Not to amass wealth, not to be popular, not to be liked by everybody, but is your direction pointing toward heaven? That was Paul's direction. Paul said, for to me, here's what life was about, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Are we seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. And so first of all, I've got to ask myself, what are the real treasures in my life? Secondly, am I going in the proper direction? And thirdly, we've got to decide who we're going to serve in this life. To overcome worry, I've got to make up my mind right now who I'm going to be a servant to. You will be a servant to somebody. You'll be a servant to your pleasure. You'll be a servant to lust. You'll be a servant to others. Or you can be a servant to God. Look at what Jesus says in Matthew 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he'll be loyal to the one and despise the other. Listen, you cannot serve God and mammon. Who are you going to follow in this life? Matthew chapter 4, the devil tempted Jesus. He took him up on the high mountain. All these things I'll give you if you fall down and worship me. And Jesus said, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Matthew 4, verse 10. Revelation 19, 10, we're not to worship angels, we're to worship God. Luke 9, verse 23, we're to deny ourselves and take up our cross daily and follow Christ. We're to be a living sacrifice for God, Romans 12, verse 1, we're to consider our life as crucified and now living for Jesus, Galatians 2, verse 20. And all of that is motivated by God's love. The love of Christ compels us. Why? Because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but live for Him who died for them and rose again. Who am I going to follow in this life? What direction am I going? And what are the real treasures in this life? Am I focused properly on things God wants me to focus on? Then in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 32, Jesus gets to the heart of the matter and tells us some steps we can take to overcome the problem of worry. In verse 25, Jesus tells us that we must first of all understand the real purpose of life to overcome worry. You know, so many people are wandering through life aimlessly, without any meaning, without any purpose, don't know why they're here or where they're going, and that's why they worry so much. They don't have any real purpose in this life. Well, what is the purpose of life? Look at the words of Jesus in Matthew 6, verse 25. Jesus says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you'll put on it." Now, here's the question. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? To a lot of people, that's what life is about. We live from meal to meal. We live from clothes to clothes. We live day by day without any real focus on the real purpose of life. Life is not about food and life is not about clothing. Well, what is life about? Life is about serving God. What's the real purpose of life? Listen to what God Himself says. Isaiah 43, verse 7, God said, "Everyone who's called by my name, whom I created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him." What's life all about? I was created. I'm here to glorify God in this life. Solomon sought meaning. Do you remember the conclusion he came to in the meaning of life? Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13 and 14, he said this. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. What's life all about? Fear God. Keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, for God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. What did Solomon say life is all about? We're here to fear God, to obey Him, and to live a life that is acceptable to God. Paul said it this way in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Whether we eat or drink or whatever we do, we're to do all to the glory of God. Now, you remember, Paul had that mindset. For he said, "For to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain." Philippians 1, verse 21. Now, not only is it the purpose of life that we must understand, but what's the purpose of the body? Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are His. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. And so, to overcome the problem of worry initially, I've got to understand the purpose of life and the purpose of the body. It's not for food and clothing. It's to glorify God and to get to heaven and to be a shining light for God in this life. And so, are you really caught up in the problem of worry? Here are some things you can do to overcome worry in your life. Ask yourself, what are the real treasures I'm focusing on in this life? And then realize that the real treasure is God and His Word and getting to heaven. Realize that you can't make yourself bigger by worrying about the problems, and that life is about serving God, not about clothing and feeding the body. That's not what life is about. And above all else, the one thing Jesus said we can all do, especially to overcome worry, put the kingdom of God first above all else.